Starting today, page 125, continuing 7, Kuf Samech Zayin. We are in Kuf Samech Zayin, Siv Dalad. Yishtei Yadav Ala Pas Bishas Bracha. You should put your hands on the bread when you are going to be making a bracha. Okay, why you're putting all your hands on, your whole hands on the bread? Sheyesh Ben Yudet, both because you have 10 fingers on your hand. Keneged Yud Mitzvos Atulias Bepas. Keneged the 10 mitzvos that are Atuli on Pas. You can look at the Bera Heitev and the Mishnah and make two different cheshbonos. How do you get to 10 mitzvos? A lot of them are the mitzvos plus ba'aretz. Okay, what do you have to mafresh, challah, and things like that from the bread. Rav Nevensol sort of asks on the lists. But anyways, that's the idea over here. Connecting the 10 mitzvos that are tluya when making bread. From the time you plant the wheat till the time you make the bread and eat the bread, so you have 10 mitzvos. So therefore, you're supposed to have your 10 fingers on the bread when making the brachos. L'kach yesh teyesh tevas brachos amotzi. That's why Chazal were masaking 10 words in the bracha of Amotzi Lachem Min Arts, but you have tables and pasuk Matzmiach Chatzel LeBehema, and we're going to bring another psukim that have to do with satiation and food and things like that. But you have tables and pasuk Einei Chol Lecha Yisaberu, but you have tables and pasuk Eretz Chita Usaora, but you have tables and pasuk Vayitein Lecha. Okay, fine. So those are what's going on over here. If sounds from the Machaber where you mamash have to have your hands on the bread, and that's what the Piskei Tshuvos brings down, and they say, and I heard B'Shem Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz says that you have to have it, let's say on Shabbos, you have your challah covering, you're supposed to have your mamish, your 10 fingers under the challah covering, and have your hands on the bread itself, not on the challah covering. But it's not what I heard from Moreno Rabbeinu Nevensol, Shlita Nevensol told me, not only told me, but he is knowing himself. When he makes Hamotzi on Shabbos, he wraps his two challah rolls in the challah cover, and he'll have his hands on the outside of the challah cover, and have all 10 etzbos on the outside. So over here in this yeshiva, we follow Pesachim Rav Nevensol Shlita, and one could rely on that and have his hands outside the bread. I don't know if he would say bedafka, you need to, but that's the way he is knowing. Also, he holds that what is what one could do. Okay, look in Mr. Rivera, Steve Cotton Kav Gimel. We said Yitain Shnei Yadav. Hainu de Tov Lasos Kain. First of all, there's only a Tov Lasos Kain. If you have 8 fingers, it's not the end of the world. Don't worry about it if you don't have all 10 fingers on it. It's not ma'akir the mitzvah for sure. Then he says, if you have gloves on, bati adayim are gloves. Nachon shiyasirim b'shas bracha, you should take them off before making a bracha. Rav Nevensol just points out over here, and there's a lacha in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, that let's say you're not anywhere close to water. Some people quote this and think they can do this all the time. You don't have to wash Netilas Yadayim, you can just put on gloves, or don't touch bread, put it into a bag. That is not true. We learn in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, it's only when you don't have water around, or b'shas techak. So then if you don't touch the bread, then that'll be a way around it. So if you're wearing gloves because of this problem, so then for sure don't take off your gloves. The chumra over here, to have 10 fingers on your hand should not override the din over there. Obviously the din in TLC dime is more important. Keep on your gloves in that case. But if you're all is equal and you're washing in the TLC dime, you should take off the gloves before you're making the bracha so you have your 10 actual fingers on the thing. Then he points out, katavach ronim, kishiyomer Hashem, you'll see this, be annoying this. They're making a motze bracha to Hashem, they'll raise up the challah. What's the source? The source over here, our Mishnah Berurah over here in Siv Katan Kav Gimel. Katav achron kishiyomer Hashem, yagbia kikar, you should lift up the kikar. And Shabbos, when you're mevarach on both of them, then you should be magbia both of them.
You pause this for a second.
I'll be down. Okay. All right. Let's move on to Sifei. Lo yibza ad shiavu lefanam melech o liftan. So you should not make the hamotzi until they bring in front of you salt or another type of relish that will relish the bread. So before we go on, I just want to give a slight introduction over here. There's really three reasons that are going to be brought down over here why we bring salt to the table when we're making hamotzi. Okay? Number one is, the most pashut reason is, kadeshia tam tov v'pas. In order that the pas tastes good, just like we saw before, that we had a cover to the bracha, was to break into the piece of the yummiest part of the challah, because you want it to be yummy. So too, for sure, back in the day, their plain bread was not so tasty. So they wanted it to be tasty when you taste it. So you would dip it in salt or another type of relish, some other type of dip, in order that it be more covered for the bracha. That's brought down over here in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Kav Zayin. So it'll taste good when you eat it. Mishum Kvoda Bracha. Because of Kvoda Bracha, that's one. So that's one reason why we have salt and we dip in salt on when we take out bread. This is it. So we have to also notice, this is a din in Hilchos Betzias HaPas. This is not a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, this is not a din in Shabbos over here just to have salt. This is a din in in any time you're going to be having bread. There's two other reasons brought down in the Ramah, which are a little bit more, not pshat reasons, they're more a little bit more out there. Says the Ramah, we'll get to it in once I read inside in a second. One reason is, akol korban chat takrim melech, by the korbanos. By the korbanos, all korbanos needed salt on the korbanos. Okay? And therefore, Mr. Ramah will explain that our table is like represents the shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? It's like the shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we have bringing the bread, it's like the karbanos, and therefore we bring melech to the table for that also. And the third thing is the Ramah writes, which really have to, not going to really understand this, but what the Ramah writes, it's magen mina poranos. For some reason, the salt protects us from the sata. Okay, and let's think. Okay, well, let's see that inside. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Lamed Beis. Why? What are we being protected from? So Mishnah Berurah says in Lamed Beis, the eat of the Medrash, because it says in the Medrash, when you wash your hands, you're sitting around the table, you're waiting for everyone else to wash. There's this great pause, and you're not really doing anything. So you're sitting there without being osek in any mitzvos. Hasatan mekachig aleim. At that point, the satan goes to the Kaddish Baruch and says, "Look, Bezal are not osek in mitzvos like these people. They're just sitting doing nothing. They're mevatel their time." Ubris melech magen aleim. The melech. Somehow protects us. Okay, so the melech is protecting us from the satan himekachig on us, and therefore that's a third reason why we have this salt. Interestingly, one could think about Kaddish Baruch Hu and Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidius. You can't do Beosek and Mitzvahs while you're doing it. You can think about Torah for sure, but you see over here the idea is just even this few moments of not doing anything, there already the satan is mekachig alayim. That's a good musar in general when we're thinking about this concept of when we're in Matla's man or we're on our games and playing things like that. Okay, now let's get inside now and we'll get to Lamaisa. What's going on? Lo yibsad shivu alafana melech olifta. Perish Rashi kol tovar shenach olim pas. Anything you would eat with bread, chumis, anything like that. Lulafis bo prusas habitzias, in order to relish the piece that you are going to break the bread from. The inhi nikiya. Therefore, if the bread is clean, it means white bread that tastes good. Oshi metubels betavlin, or let's say they added sugar